This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
Welcome, Rocket football fans. It's week 10, the final week of the regular season, and Crittenden County comes into this game with a 3-6 record. And no district games left. Our final game will be a non-district opponent. It'll be Madisonville North Hopkins. The Maroons come into this football game at 5-4 overall. They are 3-1 in their district and locked into a three-way tie, so this game has some bearing on their playoff seeding, so it'll be important for Madisonville, obviously, to get a win. They need this victory. This year, the Maroons have lost to Christian County, Mayfield, North Hardin, and Tolono. Teams they've defeated were Callaway County, Hopkins Central, Owensboro, Union County, and Hopkinsville. So, Coach Darnes, this is a team that we had trouble with last year. They beat us 49-0, but they lost a good portion of that team. However, big school like Madisonville, a 4A team, they're returning a lot.
Yeah, and they're a solid football team. Last year, they were very talented, very athletic, had some very good players. And this year's no different. They have a lot of speed. They have a new coach in Brock Shoulders, who's doing an excellent job, and we all know Brock. But they're great athletes. They've got some size. They're not as big as they have been in the past, but they've got some. They've got a tackle that's 6'6", 300 pounds, a center that's about 6'4", 230, 240. Then they go 220, and then right at 200 up front on the other two. So, I mean, they're good size. They what hurts us, they're just so athletic. It's going to be interesting for us to play up against them to accept that challenge and see how we do.
This is only our second meeting all time against Madisonville. Marion High School many years ago played Madisonville quite often in just the regular their regular season every year, and since consolidation in 1957, only met one time, and that was last year. This is going to be a tough football game for Crittenden County. I know we've got a lot of injuries this week. Who can we expect to be on the sideline? Last week, I think we finished with seven.
Yeah, we just have to see. We still have several that's on the sideline. We have Stefan Cozart, who is back. He's still gimping around. We don't know how long he'll be out there for. And we have Clint Asbridge, who didn't practice yesterday because of his shoulder that he hurt against Caldwell. So, you know, we're going to see some new faces out there. We've got some freshmen that are going to step up and play. Of course, Hollis has been in there. And, you know, we've got Seth Birdwell, who's going to be out there playing. And Nick Castiller, who is going to be out there, receiver, and playing some out there. So we just have to find out what's going to happen. We've got Cosby that's out there, receiver, and we just have to see. We've got some guys in the back it up and find out whether or not that, you know, our starters are going to be able to go. And if they can't go, then we got to put the backup in there and do the best that they can.
You know, speaking of receivers, Bobby Knox, our senior tight end. Of course, when you run a spread, you split him out there. He's played a lot of different positions for you. But he's moved into the top 10 list on two pretty prestigious categories in all-time career statistics. In receptions, Bobby is tied now for seventh with 40 receptions, and he's got a long way to go to catch TK Guess with 95, but still his name's up there in the top 10. And then in receiving yards, he is ninth with 542. Of course, TK again is the leader in that category with over 1,700, and then Chad Perriman right behind him with over 1,600. And also Bobby's number nine on the all-time sack list with seven, and he's about halfway to where Zach Beverly was at 15. So still, it's a nice feather in your cap to be in those top 10.
Yeah, and Bobby deserves it. He's worked hard, and he's been probably most consistent and steady player, I think, both offensively and defensively this year, and just an overall great athlete and things that we ask him to do. He plays tight end, linebacker. We put him up for kickoff return. punt return. I mean, he just does it all. And but we knew he would do that. I mean, we expected high, big things from him this year, and he's performed.
Coach Clark, this team of Madisonville probably doesn't pose as much of a challenge for you this week, at least X's and O's wise, does it, in preparation, because they're more of just run oriented. I know they're very good at what they do, but the past few weeks we've had some teams that really throw it and run it. So.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, especially talking about Caldwell County, you know, the way they spread the field and stretch the field in both directions, you know, force you to honor the run and the pass. And Madisonville can throw the ball. They're just not real confident in throwing the ball, but they have some receivers that are very fast, very quick, and they get an open space right now. And the quarterback can throw it down the field, but his confidence is in running the ball. And if he gets that on the corner, he'd much rather tuck it and run it than throw it. And, you know, when they played Lone Oak, I think Lone Oak had three big interceptions in that game. That was a big determining factor in that game. So there's no doubt about it. Their intention will be to come in and run the ball off tackle, but their goal will be to get outside of our containment and utilize their speed.
I looked at their statistics, and they had close to a dozen kids who caught passes this year. So they've got a lot of people who can do it. They haven't thrown that much and completed about half their passes.
But, well, I mean, that just goes. They have a lot of skilled positions. They have four or five kids that have, you know, 400 yards rushing or better, and you know they hand the ball off to several kids. You know, there's about two of them that have the majority of that, but you know. They have several kids that pose a threat at any time on the field.
The quarterback has rushed for over 500 yards this year. He's really a good runner, isn't he?
He's a good runner. He's a good-looking kid. He's a tall kid and very well put together. And, you know, that's his intention. When he gets out on the corner, he wants to tuck and run. But every once in a while, he'll wind up and throw it down the field. And, you know, he'll have a fast receiver that will find the ball and come down with it.
I'm sure we'll be a little more keyed in on him running ball. Last week, Sindelar slipped out of the backfield on us a couple of times and really didn't expect him to do much running.
Yeah, I think I said something like that during about halfway through the second quarter. Was that daggone, you know, you tried to stop Boyd from running the ball and Sindelar from throwing it, and then daggone, if they don't throw in, Sindelar starts running it.
Yeah.
And he's you know, a tall kid. We talked about, you know, how great he is and what kind of future he has and everything. And it's just another dimension in their offense that really, when you can spread the field and your quarterback can run it, it really breaks the defense down.
Coach Starnes, we'll get back to the offense. I know it's been a challenge for you with some players out. Now your quarterback's out. What do you do? We're on a drought, four games without a touchdown. I know I keep reminding you that, and you kind of grimace whenever I do. It's the first time that's happened since 1968. So, obviously, man, a lot of things have to happen for us to go that wrong.
Yeah, we have to cross the end zone, you know, even cross the goal line to get it in there. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of it is some of the things that we are execution-wise. Some of it is play calling. Some of it, and probably the most important part of it, is the defenses that we've been facing. And as we've said before, you know, when you face a defense like Ballard and Caldwell and Murray here against Madisonville and – I mean, it just presents a lot of problems, you know. I mean, I felt like that, you know, there were probably three or four opportunities we had to score against Ballard, and we blew those opportunities. And other than that, you know, we haven't seen that opportunity. It does come down to, you know, at some point you got to make somebody miss and get in the end zone. And we're just not making anybody miss. We're not finding the receivers that we have to find, the open receivers. And, you know, there's a reason why Bobby has the most catches, because we throw to him all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some other receivers that are out there that we need to find out whether or not they can catch the football.
You know, it's odd to look statistically when you look at it. We're averaging this year 3.44 yards per game, which, you know, you do the math and you think, well, that's a first down ever four. Of course, you don't always get four either. Or actually, I mean, ever three. That'd be a first down every three plays.
Yeah, and you know, we went into this year saying that that's what our goal was. We wanted 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So, I mean, we are sustaining some drives. We're just not getting it in the end zone.
But you think that's a low number, really, when you look at it over the course of the history of Rocket football, because this is the second lowest yards per rush since 1994. So, you know, it's one of those seasons we don't have a lot of speed. Now our quarterback's hurt. We've been unable to throw just a whole lot this season. We've been fairly successful when we've tried to. It's been a long year. It's been a year that we played one of the toughest schedules that I ever remember. Of course, we played the same schedule last year, and beyond that, we've never played this kind had this kind of a challenge for a team. And going in, this is just not a bad football team.
We
played some of the teams that we played in years past when we were in a Class A schedule. We've talked about this. We probably have 6-7 wins. And, you know, it's disappointing for those kids, but it's going to be difficult to keep it up for this last game. And I know you felt like maybe last week after the Ballard game, it was you know, you're guarding against a big letdown. But the kids responded and played hard against Caldwell, especially when we were in it there early on. And now you got to go to Madisonville and then get ready for the number one team in the state. So the light at the end of the tunnel isn't too bright right now.
Yeah, but it's there. The light is there, so we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, the kids are going to play as hard. They're going to try as hard as we have throughout the whole course of the year. And, you know, you go back and you say, well, you know, our productivity isn't as good this year. Well, there's some factors involved there. You know, I mean, we don't have a deep threat receiver. We don't have a running back that can make somebody miss. And good running back gets yardage, but we don't have somebody that makes somebody miss and able to go to distance and score like we have in the past. Plus, you take the consideration that we're playing larger schools that are great athletic schools. And when you have that, you know, you're going to have problems, and that's the case that we have this year. We have our problems because it's basically dictated on what their defenses won't allow us to do.
Let's take a quick look at the Class 2A playoffs. Number 4 seed over in the 2nd District will play number 1 Caldwell in the opening round week after this one. Number 3 seed in our district will play number 2 over in the 2nd District, Hancock County. So Ballard will play at Hancock. Union County, which is a 3 seed over in the 2nd District, will play at Murray, which finished 2nd in the 1st District. And, of course, we go to Owensboro Catholic, who was the number 1 seed in the 2nd District and also the number 1 team in the state of Kentucky, according to the two polls. So, we got one more week of football, regular season, and then we're going to go play the best team in Class 2A.
Got to beat the best to be the best. You know, we haven't played Owensboro Catholic. I mean, they have a turf field over there, and so we're going to be excited and maybe see about working out some moonlight barbecue and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, we're excited about it.
Is it a turf field or one of those hybrid type?
It's a sports turf.
Sports turf, like we played on up at Beachwood.
Yeah, it's a sports turf.
Yeah. Well, that'll be
that I know of. I mean, I haven't been up there. I mean, I've just only seen it, so I haven't played on it. I went and watched Owensboro Catholic 1 year. It might have been last year with Murray and Owensboro Catholic, or the year before when Murray went to Owensboro Catholic. So we just watched it. So,
and they still got the Hardesty boy at quarterback, right? That's really good. Is he still there?
Oh yeah, they didn't lose anybody.
Yeah. Coach Clark, you've got your work cut out for you for the next couple of weeks. Huh?
Well, like Coach Thorne said, Our kids will play hard. They will continue to play hard. They'll give everything they got. And, you know, this week we played a high-level competition. You know, it seems like almost every week we played somebody in the top 10 in their class, you know, or they're either tied for, you know, first in their district or something. And that's okay. You know, our kids will play to that level, and they will play as hard as they can for as long as they can. And you know, I appreciate our kids, and they, you know, they're good kids. They're coachable. They get a lot of compliments from their teachers on being yes sir, no sir type kids. And you know, we're gonna go out, no doubt about it, and give everything we got.
All right, good luck this week. We'll be at Madisonville. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Friday night. Rockets against the Maroons.
Thanks, Chris.